News Talk Tonight is on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards. He'll be back next week. Until then, I am in the big chair. And at the beginning of the show, I was talking about last night. I was talking about the terrible sleep that I had last night because I was feeling New Year's anxiety. I woke up in the middle of the night and just thought of all the things that I want to do in the new year and all the things I want to change. And I did. I made the cardinal sin. I started to make a list. And then, of course, I didn't sleep and I'm tired today. So I wanted to call on some experts, and having 4 hours on the radio is a perfect time to do that. Because as we all know, making New Year's resolutions for 2023 can seem really overwhelming considering the tremendous challenges of the past couple of years. But I have just the person to take the pressure off and change the way we make resolutions and start thinking about the new year. Alberta based life coach Michelle Charles Gustafson suggested giving yourself permission not to set any resolutions at all this year and encourages the idea of unresolutions. And Michelle joins me from Alberta. Michelle, how are you?
I'm amazing. Hi, Richard. Great to be here. I'm so excited to talk about this topic. I could talk about it forever.
Well, we talked a year or so ago, and I learned so much from you that when all this came up, I wanted to have you back on. So I'm having a little bit of New Year's anxiety. That is a pretty common thing, right?
It is 100% common because we are humans. And as humans, we want to be better. We want to fill the gaps in our lives. We want to see more capacity and capability in ourselves. And so at these times when you turn the page and life gets to be different, we naturally want to create this kind of tension in us that wants us to be better. And so this whole New Year's resolution thing starts to come up. The problem is that it can cause a lot of anxiety, and a lot of times they don't stick.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where your idea of unresolutions comes in, right?
Yeah. And so the thing is that most resolutions are made because people are focusing on a goal, right? I want to achieve something, whether it is to lose weight or get a new job or, you know, whatever that goal is. And the thing about a goal is that in the brain, the brain registers a goal as finite. So it is, we act, we win, or we lose. That's right. That's it. So when we want to make a goal, like a resolution, we feel as though if I act, I will win or lose. And a lot of times, that's the thing that creates the pressure, because in any habit that you want to change, there's behaviors behind it. And that's not a cut and dried thing, winning or losing. And if your brain doesn't register that there can be a different way, it can be very difficult to get momentum because it can feel like you're always losing when you take steps backward. So I encourage my clients to do something different, which is to take a look at what you're aiming at and create a progressive, not a resolution, but a progressive intention so that you're learning towards the goal instead of winning or losing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I was going to ask you about that because I remember the last time that we spoke about this, you talked about it being about reframing and putting it into a context, your resolution or your aim, where you're acting instead of just hoping to make it happen. And along the way, there's learning involved in that. So you're able to focus on what you're doing, what you're learning instead of what you're not doing. And I think that's so important.
That is exactly it. The switch in that mindset of winning, lose to what am I learning here will help you figure out what it is you need to do differently. And the thing is we're humans, which means we're doing all the time. There's verbs, back to grade 7 English, there's verbs happening all the time, the doing words. And when you can switch your habits around what am I doing and what is it helping me learn in the process? What am I learning about myself? Am I learning a self-worth lesson? Am I learning a courage lesson, a compassion lesson, a discipline lesson? If we're learning lessons as we're doing, you can see progress because you'll see, oh, that way that I chose to take that habit didn't quite work. But if I learn how to see myself in a different way, maybe I can take a different road. And so I encourage my clients to take a look at the doing words that they're that are happening in their lives, and then how they're doing them. So the good old adjective from mm-hmm. grade seven. How are we doing that? And to shift the focus from simply trying to get to a goal to how do I want to feel while I'm getting there? What is the progress, the feeling that I'm having? Is it that I'm being bold? Is it that I'm being wise? Am I being open? How am I performing the verb? And that's how you get learning through the progress. And what's kind of neat is that in the end, when you look back at the things you've done, whether you would register it as a win or a loss, you will always, always see a lesson. And that's how you keep those intentions through the rest of the year.
I'm in conversation with Michelle Charles Gustafson. She's a certified life coach from Alberta. Her website is fantastic. It's hughandstyle.com. And it calls you on this website a confidence mentor. And I love that. And so much of what you just said is pointed in the direction of creating confidence in yourself, in your abilities, in your ability, I guess, to be able to mold your life and create the life that you want to. But it's all about confidence.
It is. And, you know, it's I have a long background, and part of my background is being an image consultant, which means helping people to present themselves. Mm. And when I started to meld both image consulting and life coaching, what I saw was people needed to see themselves differently first, which means physically looking at themselves and going, can I be the person that really wants to create the things I want in life? And that's part of creating intentions around your New Year's is understanding your deepest inner why. Most people are not clear on why they want to change in the first place. So when you're going to try and set a random New Year's resolution or pick a random, lots of people do this, they'll pick a word for the year. Those are all really cool and neat and like Instagrammable, but they don't land until you understand why you need to show up for your life. And that's my message. Like, it's not just about who you're seeing in the mirror, but it's what am I showing up for? What is juicy or not juicy in my life that I want to be present for? And here's the thing. People will only change for more pleasure or less pain. Those are the only two reasons why people change, Richard. That's it. That's it. Either they want to feel something more pleasure-filled, joyful, contentment, fulfilled, or they're trying to get away from something that's very painful. And you cannot do that without seeing yourself differently, literally in the mirror, but also figuratively and inside yourself. And when you understand the why behind the reason why you want to change, motivation will come more easily. It will come with a swiftness. You'll be looking for ways to and people to help you along the way. Because when you want to change, the biggest piece that keeps people back from it is lack of accountability. So even if they make the best plans and have the best tracking and get all the programs and, you know, it is the accountability of someone who can say, but are you still with it? Are you still with it? Are you still with it? And those who get that accountability, also that new knowledge, that support that fills those gaps are the ones that actually succeed. They're the ones that over time see the doing that they've done, those verbs and how they've done it, emerge to different changes in their life over time. This is an overtime thing, guys.
Michelle, you're fantastic. Thanks so much for doing this.
I really
appreciate it. And we've just got like 30 seconds left. And it doesn't have to be a New Year's thing. You can do this anytime.
It can be anytime. In fact, the time to start is the moment where you have that little pang in the back that says, I'm not sure. That's when you go.
We've been listening to Michelle Charles Gustafson, a certified life coach. Her website, hughandstyle.com, will tell you everything you need to know about her. That was, although you just heard everything you need to know right there. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Richard. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. When we come back, there's lots more to come. We're going to talk about sleep, and I'm also going to take your calls about New Year's resolutions. 1-855-633-1010. Stay with me.